AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's hinting there may be another round of tariff reversals ahead. Sagar Magani has the latest.
Fewer than 3 weeks ago,
a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States.
The president described them as permanent. Today,
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies.
He's suggesting a temporary exemption so automakers can relocate production from Canada, Mexico, and elsewhere.
They're going to make them here, but they need a little bit of time.
It's the latest example of the president's hard lines on trade becoming blurred as he tries to limit possible economic and political blowback.
I'm a very flexible person. I don't change my mind, but I'm flexible.
But that flexibility's fueled uncertainty in the markets. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks rose today. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 312 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq climbed 0.6%. The bond market showed more signs of calm as Treasury yields eased.
China's exports jumped 12.4% in March from a year earlier as companies rushed to beat U.S. tariff increases. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg took the witness stand to defend his company against allegations it illegally monopolized the social media market. And tomorrow is April 15th, tax filing deadline.
Taxpayers calling the Internal Revenue Service for help processing their taxes this filing season may find it harder than normal to get someone on the phone. Experts say that problem is only expected to get worse next year with staff cuts slashing the workforce. For this year, data of tax return processing times shows numbers that are a lot like numbers from last year. IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were not allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until after the taxpayer filing deadline, even though thousands of probationary workers were laid off earlier in the year. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. The Osaka Expo's opened in Japan, and Julie Walker reports it offers a vision of the future.
Expo 2025 Osaka opens. On Sunday, more than 10,000 people sang Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. It's a showcase of futuristic exhibits inside about 80 pavilions, including one from the U.S. designed by Christian Lachelle.
World Expos are important because they celebrate the best in humanity and the best of what we can do collectively about the future.
Exhibits of cutting-edge technology like robots and flying cars, as well as pop culture. Byron Russell with the Persona Natureverse Pavilion.
This is a bioengineered heart constructed from something called IPS.
Japan hoping the six-month-long expo unites the world divided by tensions, wars, and tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.